Vintage Convertibles delivered the nominees to the Music Hall at Fair Park Tuesday night. They stopped for interviews, walked the red carpet, and posed for photos, all before the awards ceremony even got underway. These actors may only be in high school, but Alito's Riley Morrison already has the award show pleasantries down pat.
It's an honor just to be nominated, you know, win or lose. It's amazing that everybody came together and pulled this together. It's amazing.
Riley was a Best Actor nominee for playing Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors.
Believe it or not, I connected with a little bit of the shyness of Seymour. It's something that I think that we all have inside of us, is we're all a little bit shy when we're with a very beautiful girl.
Some policemen and detectives stream of show.
But it was Plano Senior High School's charming Cameron Wenrick who took home the Best Actor Hardware as Frank in Curtains. He says he wasn't expecting the win.
After I got over the stupefaction, it was one of the most exhilarating feelings in the world, and I wouldn't ask for anything better.
On the girls' side of the competition, a 4'9" dynamo named Dakota Ratliff from Ryan High School in Denton won Best Actress for Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors.
It was my first musical I saw when I was a little girl, and seriously, I know this sounds cheesy, but that's kind of what, you know, started this all, and we've been begging to do this show.
While snagging the trophy was definitely a highlight of Tuesday's show, it was obvious those in attendance weren't just there for the win. It was all about the love of the game. Courtney Collins for KERA News.
I hear a beat.
How sweet.
Just to register.